Then now, what would they be out there?
Instead of going and taking the dogs and down there, he said he'd go across the crossing, and he was gonna take them over home.
Yeah, but I don't understand, what wires would they have been over the creek, wires, you said he caught some wires. There wasn't any electricity out here, was there?
No, the fence wire.
Oh, I see, okay. Now, when did, you said when Titmouth came out, when you got your first electricity, when did you get your first telephone out here? Had it been before the electricity or afterwards?
I don't know.
Remember, you had something to do with the Shenandoah Telephone Company.
I was with you for 40 years.
Yeah, now the Shenandoah Telephone Company was in here before electricity ran.
Yeah, it was.
And what kind of business? Not you had telephone bill or?
We had telephones here around 30 years around at the first one, and they pushed right up the road.
Were you one of the founders of that telephone company?
Yeah.
Yes. Talk about that business about the telephone company, Jeff, I think you said that they ran a telephone line, just one line to Lebanon.
Yeah.
And then you said when James A. Mott was elected governor, what did they do?
They built the telephone line in Colorado, and then crossed the few years.
Back to his house?
Yeah.
Now, was that before the Shenandoah phone company was formed?
Yeah.
Well, when was the Shenandoah telephone company formed?
1900, wasn't it?
And what happened? Did a group of farmers get together and decide they were
going to cut out this coming quarter, you know, not this coming quarter, and I across and go through the woods and went away to get Shenandoah.
And where was the exchange up there at Shenandoah? The Shen Exchange was there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the first change is we're down there. And I did change that, didn't I?
I don't think they had that now.
Not in front of the church, that's where the chain is. It's changed. But still, where it's going on.
Where's that?
Still.
That's
funny. It's still more than the place. We bought the property. And we sold out the telephone company there. We sold it to him.
And who was the operator of the telephone? Did you have it run out there all those years, or did they sell it?
No. We had a lot of them.
Nothing
for them. The Charlotte Fight, we had them. Oh, I don't know. A lot of them. Snow still. Oh, I don't know.
But the family lived right there in the house and had the telephone.
Yeah.
Did the telephone not go down as it was dead, or did they cut it off at night?
Oh, no, you go anytime. Just run up there and get them anytime.
Now, what about when they first built that depot line? Did all of you farmers go out and do the work yourselves, or did you hire somebody to do it?
We done yourselves.
When did you get paid for that, or did they?
Everybody just went and tell them. First telephone we had is from here went to my grandmother's. We had a little line just from here to there. After that, we had a line before that.
That was that was a private telephone.
Yeah. This was my mother and my grandmother shared.
Well, how far distance was that?
2 quarters of a mile.
And just you strung some line out of it?
Just a little mile out there, yeah.
Any interesting things about
Oak Hill?
Any interesting stories?
No, I don't. I don't know much about Oak Hill. And my father and mother's been on there, my brother, was out in the middle, which is my brother.
But you don't know any story, you know, through this cannon that's just inside those here gates, they use a cannon of cement, of cement pedestal type thing, there's a silver rod there, and you don't know, we don't have any stories about that, have you?
No, I don't know anybody. Precious. I don't know what happened there, and I thought it was really a part of God, and I thought it was hard. But pretty bad precious. We don't tell anybody. No, that's the worst time ever, really.
So, but, I know there's a plaque on this big rock that you talked about,
talking about, we know that the human up there on the right.
governor's wife?
No. No, it's my grandfather's daughter.
And you've got a son in the Navy?
Yes.
And was she an artist, or, I mean, did she...
No, just... But you called up to her, and she had to write a little bit there. And I said, she was a good girl, but she didn't. Just to kind of tell her, I said...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't tell you something, but everybody's got a little bit of that.
Jess, we were talking with him. Did it only have to be a little bit from Crawfordville and those other days? What were some of the stories that you remember down there in Crawfordville back in the early days, some of the businesses that were there?
Bill Carter built this house here, that's right there. built up addition in this house, when they went down and built the Ben Hur building. That's when they told
Kyle, C-O-R-L,
Bill Carter,
C-O-R-L, is that correct?
Yeah.
They built an addition under this house right here.
And built up a room there.
See, that used to be the kitchen there.
And that room there, and then that was the fireplace, you see. And then, they didn't shoot the water, so they built the kitchen in the back corner. And they built this here, and then they went down and built that Ben Hur building.
That was quite a big job, but it's important for this job.
Yeah,
right. Did they work that fast?
Yeah, they did cover. Ben Hur Carter.
Ben Hur and Ivy?
Ivy Carter.
That's the first time I heard about you built that building. What year was that, Jess? Do you remember? Well, I guess we don't need to know that because of problems and
that crap. They had the Robin's house right there where they run come in, didn't they?
They do in front of us now?
They had a pretty big hotel there. That's where that cat named Hall and actually named had been killed.
Well, the state bank was where all the water paper stores, near the airport of Wilson Dam. And where was the state from?
It was right next to where the new bank, Wilson Dam, was there. We changed that over in the Colorado State Bank.
Besides these?
Well, that doesn't happen to you. We never had one over there. We didn't know they started to. We didn't know they were there. We didn't know they were there. I don't know. I didn't do much around that area. Of course, they had one over in Mace. In Lindsberg.
By Lindsberg.
Yeah, they had one in Lindsberg. Right in the corner there. It's further in than that.
Traveled in. Mm-hmm. New Ross?
Well, we didn't have any bank over there, when we started back there, the bank over there, the ice made over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
White cotton's over there. Harris Cotton on it. Okay. And we got up and we started the bank there. Jim Porter and Watson, they were starting that over there.
You were the county commissioner for a while, weren't you?
9 years.
And were you also on the county council?
No, I never got on the county council.
But when were you commissioner?
In the 30s. 30 years, right there. I was in the infection time, I was commissioner.
And what projects did you build while you were county commissioner?
Well, I built the old county road. We've got a little butcher shop on East Main Street. You know what that is?